When an elderly curator is found murdered on the floor of the Louvre in Paris, symbols expert Robert Langdon is called in to decipher a mysterious trail of symbols and clues left at the scene of the crime. Finding his own life endangered, he is aided by police cryptologist Sophie Naveau, and the two embark on a heart-racing quest through Paris, London, and Scotland as Langdon collects clues and unveils a series of stunning secrets hidden in artworks of Leonardo da Vinci, all pointing to a secret society which has guarded an ancient secret that has remained hidden for 2,000 years. Langdon attempts to crack a code that may reveal an earth-shaking cover-up. Thus unfolds the plot of The Da Vinci Code, a novel by author Dan Brown, which has enjoyed unprecedented, phenomenally popular success around the world. Its intricate, intelligent, intriguing storyline appealed to thoughtful readers even as its fast-paced story entertained them. The film of the novel, starring Tom Hanks as Langdon and Audrey Tautou as Naveau, and directed by Ron Howard, now makes its debut on DVD from Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Da Vinci Code proved to be difficult to adapt to film. Like Brown's companion novel, Angels and Demons, the story is so jam-packed with unfolding action, mystery, and philosophical discussions that it is difficult to condense to film length. Since director Howard and screenwriter Akiva Goldsman wanted to be as faithful to the book as possible, the film itself is also jam-packed with characters and tidbits that can overwhelm if one does not pay close attention. But the story is told, by and large, with masterly flair and a confident air by veteran director Howard. He is aided by Ian McKellen's show-stealing performance as Sir Lee Teabing, a colleague of Langdon's. A realistic camera work style and authentic international casting gives the film a You Are There quality. Catholic groups protested both book and film, and its idea that a patriarchal church suppressed Christ's teaching in regard to the principle of the divine feminine, symbolized by Mary Magdalene, that the church recast her character as a prostitute, and that an alternate history of Christ continues to be taught to this day. In short, the book looks at a misuse of power. But Brown's book, its premises, suppositions, and philosophical ruminations were exceptionally well-researched and detailed. Brown's speculations are spot-on target more often than not, with supportive historical evidence. And when his fictional storyline employs symbolic license and meaning, it is true to the spirit of the religious faith it analyzes and the divine mystique at the heart of spiritual expression. It is silly that the story has engendered such strong attacks from some, for, as even Bill O'Reilly, of all people, points out, the film is not offensive to Christianity. The DVD contains, as extras, several documentaries on the making of the film, and in one of them, Dan Brown states that he hoped the book and film would stimulate discussions. With recent scandals in the Catholic Church, the Evangelical Church, hypocrisy in governments, and institutional ethical lapses, the point of Brown's story is, if anything, underscored. Any questioning it engenders is overdue and proper, for universal truths, whether religious, spiritual, constitutional, or ethical, can not only profitably bear such questioning, but can inform such questions. The Da Vinci Code on DVD tells not only an entertaining story, but the discussions it may generate from considerate viewing can only ultimately bear fruit as well, making this DVD worth checking out.
Celluloid Dreams correspondent Dennis Kwiatkowski. The Da Vinci Code is now available on DVD from Sony Pictures Home Entertainment.